Tide.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Tides of Our Planet Earth Remastered. The expression using our periodic table of elements of our daily tides on planet Earth. Beyond the 4 minute subsegments of definition, declare five spaces to express carbon composition as a result of oxidative carbon dioxide processes, regardless of locality or time zone. Every day. Five spaces on a sequence of 20 in whole elements, expressions, mathematically and physically, of your tidal system on planet Earth. Five of the 20 denotes that beautiful transition and transformation, which is the basis of carbon life. Five spaces expressing carbon throughout those wonderfully delicate and profoundly strong and durable intervals of the tidal system. One, two, three, four, five. Where do they fit? Where do they express on the sequence of the table of the tides? How do they express like mighty magicians producing the walls of muscle and strength of our planet ecosystem to push back the tidal progression from high to low or low to high? I'm happy to say this we should all know and understand and be taught in our schools and our businesses today. It is not for one human being to know. It's for all of us. 20% is merely a universal resource locator in the expression of the tide of 20 elementary expressions of them each day. Does the Richter scale, the hurricane categorization scale of wind speeds fits finally within a 20% of the 100% 20 sequence tides table? I am humble to have discovered it myself, drawn it out and mapped it and calculated it myself. And my competitors are prideful for not having done so themselves. So you have the choice, listener, to move this civilization forward as a humble-based economy and democracy, or a pride-based economy and democracy. If it is to be pride-based, then the answers will be short from sector to sector. as I have already employed the scientific method to test the markets that be with regard to their responsibilities and responsiveness with regard to our simultaneously delicate and durable ecosystem, which we all have right to live and work in harmony. Do not fear the walls that nature designed for us to provide those tidal flows with consistency, however irregular, according to the historian, so that we can live together and grow together and adapt together. Do not fear the might and the power of nature to deliver for us our own free will and understanding, our own freedom, without deterrence or divergence or modification. There is no application that can prevent nature from doing her work throughout our experiences together. You can put as much mustard and propaganda and thin language as you want upon that truth, but it will never deter it. So if the common core of educational practice today is to be reading, writing, and arithmetic in its plainest sense and sensibility, there ought to be no exclusion to our awareness and understanding of nature's precedent before all of that, with the best tools we have to present as evidence, reading, writing, and arithmetic, to signify ourselves and our place in this world. So much is past and monetized with abstractionist entertainment and escapist regard to our infrastructure, that it is amazing to me that the person who has arrived at such understanding from an angle of education that is original has no more mobility than as to be prevented from motion and living in his own country space of proprietorship, employer opportunity, human resources opportunity and propagation, so as to be stuck in the remnants of a hurricane's path on this very day, September 18, 2023, with two beasts of kingdom and animalia, two feline beasts on four legs each, and with himself in a subsidized housing complex. In other words, I have no monetary capacity to be in equitable motion and mobility with a person who has accomplished such as a higher definition of the tides and field lines of planet Earth today. Any researcher or scientist can draw out a map of the field lines of planet Earth, and with such vagary and suspense as no real monetary system should allow in practice today. And yet they get paid to do such, despite rampant health care system problems and inequities in practice today. Emergency responder times in delinquency of all kinds and merits. Search any information technology engine or traditional engine of learning. The Earth's field lines, and you find a jumbled mess of static artistic renderings. The lights in my living room flickered thrice today. And the media reports from week to week, parts of our civilization, human beings and communities all over the world who have lost power for some reason or another and suffer. If the field lines of planet Earth were defined to a specification such as a ruler, a wooden ruler with a metal sharp lining on it for drawing purposes, and with printed hash marks and numbers denoting the spaces of a measurement system, may it be 12 inches or 1 foot or both, and we permit the field lines toolmakers of planet Earth to get away with nothing of the sort but a silly putty, saltwater taffy depiction of a measurement tool, we must learn to live with the suffering of people who have lost power from week to week due to whatever circumstance. It is a beautiful thing, knowledge. Before any other descriptor, in my opinion, we were not born and raised Helen Kellers. We were not born and raised to be Helen Kellers in replace of the Helen Keller, who was both deaf and blind and transcended the barriers of communication to become a success on our planet's civilization record. Which leads me to this question of television and education. Are college and professional. Well, redact professional. Our college athletics performers exempt from the university system by television executive clausation alone? In other words, are football players on the television representing universities regardless of state or city or national or international jurisdiction entitled to be considered and recognized as university students while they propagate monetization schemes for the television industry alone? They nor anyone else can condemn me, as they have from time to time again, for not having equipped myself with athletics equipment for purposes of extending a monetization scheme in the television industry, the radio industry, and the media industry, without any acknowledgement or recognition to my own university education in the media industry. Or the interdisciplinary liberal arts learning industry, which existed prior to my pursuit of a Bachelor of Arts degree in higher learning. We have interdiscipline in basic education, kindergarten through 12th grade. Why is it the right for millionaire-led organizations known as universities to claim interdisciplinary arts and sciences as something exclusive to a basic and fundamental educational experience in any community? In any economy? I went to a pub called Benjamin's, utilizing trademark and logo and identity rights of one of the forefathers of the United States of America, Benjamin Franklin, this week. They had three television screens interconnected with their television service providers behind the bar. One was a Navy football game and a Memphis football game. The other was a pedantic wedding videos program, and the other unknown. The bartender of Benjamin Franklin's establishment in one of 50 states and one of hundreds of thousands of counties asserted to me that they were unable to get the Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings football game broadcast live on any one of the three of their television screens behind their liquor shelves because it was being broadcast on Prime, aka Amazon Prime, television networks, information technology networks. So if you are Benjamin Franklin and you have survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, and the Great Technology Bubble Bursts of 2000. Aren't you scratching your head while the Philadelphia Eagles football team is showcasing their performance acumen across a national television network, and you are standing in a bar dedicated to your namesake and character and identity sake and performance sake called Benjamin's, and it cannot broadcast the game, but it can charge you $3 for a soda pop in the United States of America? I think Benjamin Franklin, if he were around today, would have to renounce and remove the designation of New England as a region of the United States for such frivolous nonsense in practice. Benjamin Franklin lived in a world that had exactly and precisely the same intervals of tidal motions and sequences and propagation of elements in his environment as we do today. He did not have the technological tools or inflation of understanding and awareness and thriftiness that we do today to express that. Nor did Isaac Newton, James Clerk Maxwell, or Stephen Hawking, or Anthony Fauci. And if your heart rate monitor that your physician takes and utilizes to give you feedback for your own health care has to be preceded by a commercial sponsor before you are applicated the physician's practice, you are not living in Ben Franklin's world or democracy. You are living in the Twilight Zone.